Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. All right, Big G.
All right.
It's not the way to start, is it?
No, it's not very nice. Big G.
Well, I mean it not as the way that you look, but I mean it in stat. No. In heart. Should we start again?
She's
hello, Georgia.
Okay.
Right. Good to see you, mate.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. I've made a new friend.
Have you?
Yep. Don't be jealous.
Who?
So since moving to
Surrey... What has she got I haven't?
Well, since moving to Surrey, I have obviously had to... Because all of my friends were from London, and obviously I still love all my mates here, but it's an hour to get into them. So I've thought, drop them like a sack of shit, and I've had to go...
can't cope with an hour's travel.
I've just felt like, you know, when I moved down there, it was my mission. I was pregnant with Kit, and it was my mission to make friends with other mums, because you just need a couple of soulmates around you, don't you?
You do.
Like, we had each other.
Yeah, we had each other, and I think this time around I'm going to make more effort to go to groups. I feel like before I wasn't judgy. I might have been a little bit judgy about people who go to those groups, and
like me,
like you. And I just felt like I wouldn't bond with anybody there. But actually, you meet all different types of people at those groups, and so, yeah, I mean, I'm going to make more effort to go to
You need to as well, because it can be quite insular. Like, cast your mind back to your time before you had your first baby. You know, for me and you, we were out and about all the time, and we were in meetings, and we were in a creative industry, and suddenly we had the kids, and our worlds become very, very, very small. They became huge in many ways, but actually quite insular and quite isolating at times. And I think going out to meet other mums, like-minded mums, in groups or at coffee shops or wherever you can make those connections, it's really important. Hannah Frederick, who I met at Busy Lizzie's in Guildford, has become one of my closest friends.
See, that's so nice when you hear stories like that, actually.
I've met a new girl recently, Hayley. She's my mate from the gym now. We went out last Saturday night. It's, you know, and they are there. So I think it's absolutely key to kind of get out and about again and reconnect.
Yeah, I think as well, when you become a mum, you don't want to completely lose yourself. Mm. And so obviously getting out and making sure, you know, you sort of get up and go walking with the pram and get chatting to other people even. Yeah. Is so important, because you just don't want to feel lonely.
And also, great business ideas come from, you know, sitting there breast or bottle feeding babies with like-minded women.
Exactly. You know, you hear of countless stories of people who've met whilst they're on maternity leave and end up starting something.
I think what, a bit like you and me, G? Countless stories.
You do though, don't you? And you have that it's not so much time off, because we know it's really not time off, and I really hate it when people go on maternity leave and they're like, oh, have a lovely peaceful time off, and you think, this is not off, this is like a new job.
You flick them the bird as you walk off.
You do, but you do get some headspace. And I think that's what the lady that we're going to chat to today felt like. She came away from a very busy job, very important job as well, and she had a bit of time to think and learn a new world also just have a different mindset, I guess.
I guess she used all of her skills from her previous job to start up this incredible new app to connect mums. That is the subject of today's podcast, and we were absolutely over the moon to chat to this incredible woman. She was pregnant at the time, completely glowy, wonderful, intelligent, bright, smart, funny. I want to be her best mate. Did we swap digits?
No.
No.
Michelle, call us.
Yeah, Michelle, give us a call. Right, let's get into it. So, look, nothing gets me going more than meeting an absolute kick-ass woman. And today, sitting opposite us in the studio is a lady who was was online dating company called Badoo. She was there at the infancy. She then came up with the name of Bumble, which everybody knows is one of the most well-known dating apps. She then decided to launch her own app called Peanut, which was 2 years ago. She is a mum of two, five-year-old Finn, and she, well, soon to be a mum of two because she's pregnant with her second at the moment. Weirdly, due on exactly the same day as George's baby, the 19th of June.
So strange.
They're both having girls. It is Michelle Kennedy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Michelle, great to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
What a treat.
So nice to be here.
You're just such a brilliant woman. You've done so many things.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to blush.
So I want to talk about, I guess, how you got to Peanut, and then just if people are listening and they're like, what's Peanut? Which they won't be because obviously everyone knows about it, but just give us a kind of brief sort of overlook of what it is.
Peanut is an app to connect like-minded women who happen to be mothers. So we'll help you find women who are local to you, who are like-minded, and you can connect, meet up. You can also ask questions. You can share articles. You can join a group and talk about a specific topic. So it's really like a social network for women who are mums. But women first, moms second. Yeah.
So you've spoken before about the reason why you started the app was that you found that you couldn't find like-minded mums when you became a mother. So talk to us about that and how you felt in the beginning.
Yeah, I think I had Finn and I don't know why. I just didn't think about anything to do with the emotional side of motherhood. So I just really thought about stuff. Got my list. Have I got everything on the list? Is that going to be okay? Is work going to be okay? Like, how long have I got left till I have to take mat leave? And that was the kind of focus. And then Finn came along and, you know, you have this moment where you're like, it's just me and him at home all day. He doesn't do a huge amount. And none of my girlfriends are doing this. Like, they're all at work. And, you know, it's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. There is no one that you can just call. Just, hi, do you want to come over? I mean, everyone's kind of busy. And so that was the kind of starting point where I was like, I really actually need to find someone else who's doing this. And also, I tried to do the baby groups and I had done that. And it does work for some people. And that's incredible when it does. It just hadn't really worked for me. I'm a bit awkward, like, socially when I meet someone for the first time. And I think I would go to those groups and think, got to make a friend.
And so, where's my best friend?
Yeah, probably a bit desperate.
With a sign across your head, looking for a new friend.
Looking for friendship. Hi, my name's Michelle. And so probably just a bit too much. And also, you know, it was always that thing, Finn would cry or you have to get home and do a change or whatever it was. And it didn't feel very natural. And also, you know, just being honest, I just don't want to hang out with another woman just because she's also a mom. I just don't think that's realistic.
Yeah, because then that's all you talk about.
It's all you talk about. And it's fine if that's the commonality and it gets things started. But actually, there's so much more to it. And I don't go like into a bar and think, oh, I'm going to hang out with her because she's also got brown hair. Like, it's such a weird...
Yeah, just because kind of, you've pushed or, you know, had a baby come out of you, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be kindred spirits.
It's just such a weird kind of way that, oh, that will be our tie. And I think it's okay for it to be the kind of introduction, but I don't think it's the thing that kind of connects you. And so I had that kind of feeling of, I actually just don't want to talk about Finn all the time. Obviously, I'm obsessed with him and he's the best thing in the world. But at that time, I also wanted to talk about other things. I don't know, terrible TV or whatever
fashion.
It was. Anything that wasn't just about, and then he rolled. You know, I felt like I was losing me. And I suppose such a huge amount of my identity felt tied to who I was professionally. That it was just this, it was a very, very weird time for me. And I also, final point, did not think it was okay to say it. So because everyone says to you, it's the most amazing time of your life. And so you're a bit like, it is, but I'm also a bit frustrated, bored, lonely.
Grieving a bit of my old life.
Just would like, went out for dinner with one of my girlfriends and she was telling me about a guy that she'd slept with. And I was like, ooh, and I felt a bit like like my mum. Yeah. But a bit like, oh, sex. Oh, I can't even mentally get there because all I can think about is how much my boobs hurt and I need to go home and like pump.
I remember.
And it's just, it was just such a weird time. So all I could think was, if I can just use the algorithms that we use for dating, apply it to women, find some women around me and get the kind of awkward out of me, firstly, so I can like chat to them first and kind of get that weird, awkward initial stage out, but also then be able to find out, are we actually going to hang out? Like, is there anything there or not? And then kind of build something from there. And then it kind of, we started to build like the other features and build the kind of social network part from there.
Why do you think women mothers find it so hard to say to somebody else, do you know what? I'm actually finding this really, really hard. It's this sort of inbuilt thing that we have, but I don't understand why we're not communicating that a bit more to our friends or, you know, to our husbands or partners or whatever, wives.
It's such an amazing amount of pressure. And I think some of it is to do with societally, we feel like we have to have this certain image of, you know, holding everything together and being very together. I think part of it is also, for me anyway, I felt like I'm lucky to be a mom. I'm lucky that I've, you know, had Finn. So I can't moan about it because, you know, there are people very close to me in my life who haven't been able to do it. So I have to treasure it rather than be able to say, actually, this is not exactly how I thought this was going to go down. And so I think there are lots of different pressures. And also, you just don't want to be a bad person. I really didn't want anyone to be like, God, Michelle's such a bitch.
Michelle's coming around again. She's a real bitch.
She hates motherhood. Like, that would just be the worst. She actually hates being a mum. She's so weird.
Oh, no, so, because that's not what you were
it's
thinking.
It's not at all. But that's all the stuff that's in your head that you feel like, I must not say it. Do not say it. And then, you know, occasionally you'll be like, God, really fancy a glass of wine. You see that one woman look at you like,
she's drinking
as
well.
Yeah, what's she doing?
She's drinking
just
as well.
Because talk to us about some of the categories that you have on the app. Like, I'm a such and such mum.
Yeah.
And I'm a, to help you find like-minded mums. Because these are brilliant. I love them.
So we have like Geek Chic, which is obviously me. Or Wine Time or Powered by Caffeine or any of those kind of things. But it's just like a little bit of an icebreaker. Because otherwise it's awkward. For example, if someone's very outdoorsy, definitely not for me.
Okay, so you're not into the country walks and the weddings.
Definitely not for me. I'm a home bird. I like to be at home and just, I'm basically a recluse. Doesn't sound good. But I love being at home. I'm such a weirdo. Anyway, yes, I do.
What if one of your mates says, look, there's this great new park. No, thank you.
I'm always like, is there? That sounds lovely.
Sounds nice. Ask Rachel. She's keen for a walk.
I'm always like, let's do it. Come on. I actually did venture out the other week. But anyway, I'm very homey. So whatever it is, or a fashion killer or it. Anyway, there are loads of different things. And I think it's just an easy way to kind of like self-identify, but also just get, again, bit the awkward out.
So you put in what type of woman you are.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
So you create a profile. So, and you talk about who you are. So age and gender of your child, but then where did you study, or do you speak a different language, or what are you interested in? And then the more you use the app, the smarter it becomes about the type of women you want to meet. So actually, maybe you really want to hang out with another Spanish speaker because you want your kid to learn Spanish. So that's great. We'll show you more women like that. Or maybe it's nothing to do with that. It's absolutely just you work in the same industry. You're both in the creative industry. Whatever it is, we'll become smarter about who you want to meet. And then the next part is we'll show you groups around you. So like other groups that you can join where women are having conversations. Someone started one the other day called Boobs and Books, which I loved. So like a breastfeeding book club, I suppose.
A breastfeeding, or just like, look how shit my boobs are after breastfeeding, which is what
I was
start.
Thinking. I was thinking, what, a group of mums who are all going to get boob jobs and read books.
That will be my group. boob job mums and someone who hasn't read any books for 2.5 years since her first daughter was born.
That's right. But also, how good are your boobs now that you're pregnant?
We love pregnancy
Shut
boobs.
Up, guys.
I'm just saying, I've had no boobs for a long time and all of a sudden I'm like, hello.
They are amazing,
feel like
the
Pamela. Loving it.
I guess you know, we have sort of touched on the fact that it is a really quite a lonely time after you have a baby. What did those first couple of months look like for you?
I mean, Finn was born in December, so it was dark and cold, and I live in northwest London, and I just remember doing a lot of walking. He didn't sleep very well, and so I'd like put him in the pushchair and like walk around, and it'd be dark by 4 o'clock, and it just felt, everything felt quite low. I think that I didn't do the reading of books. I didn't do any of that stuff. I don't know why. Again, just didn't really think about it. Just kind of felt like, oh, right, it's natural, right? Everyone does it. I'll be fine. And so I think that I had a lot of kind of just coming to terms with, I'm not going to be brilliant at this immediately.
Right.
And I think that there's so much pressure sometimes on women as well, where we feel like we have to be the best, or we feel like we have to get things right. And there is no way to get things right with a baby. Like, it's just not how it goes. So I feel like I'd gone from a very target-driven like lifestyle where it's like, hit your KPIs, or like get your grades at school, or whatever it was.
What's KPIs?
Key performance indicators.
Oh gosh,
for your business.
You know what that means?
Yeah, but you know, you're like targets, like hit, like get things right, get to this stage, like, and the next, well done, tick, you get a certificate. Next, you know, that kind of lifestyle. And that just, of course, that's not what motherhood's about at all. And it took me a long time to understand that. And that is quite scary, because you feel like you're failing every day, or I felt like I was failing every day. Finn didn't sleep, or he had silent reflux. What's silent reflux? Like, all of so weird. All of these different things. And I think that definitely the first couple of months of new motherhood were, I mean, a very, very different world to how I feel now.
And did you have a light bulb moment where you suddenly, you know, ding, I've got a start. It's Tinder for mums who aren't sleeping together. Was it like that?
I think it was a bit more of a slow burner. I think it was like deep despair into like sadness, a little bit of sadness into I'm going to go back to work and like rediscover who I am again. Went back to work, felt much, much better about myself as a mother. It's a really weird thing. Just felt a lot more connected to Finn. Felt like
going back to work, you felt more connected.
Yeah,
to
Finn.
That's interesting. Yeah, really interesting.
I felt like he and I like knew each other and we'd got into our swing, but also that the time that I spent with him, I wasn't worrying about anything. I was just obsessed with being with him, as opposed to, am I doing it right? What do other people say? What do other people think? I just, that became less important, maybe because my mind was distracted with work again.
Do you think you were a better mum when you spent time away from him? Because I often say that about my kids. That,
yeah, we say this a lot, actually.
You know, actually stepping away and having something for you makes you come back into the house and you're completely recharged. You're not snappy or tired. You're just energised because you've been doing something that you love. And then you come back to your babies and you're like, I'm here. I'm going to be a great
100%.
mum.
100%. Like, being a stay-at-home mum is the hardest job in the entire world.
We always say
that. Absolutely. I genuinely thought when I got pregnant with Axel, I wouldn't go back to work after. I just didn't think it was practical.
Because
of my husband's job, I just thought, do you know, it's not practical for me to go back to work. I probably won't. And then I did, like, whatever, a year of maternity leave. And I was like, oh gosh,
get me back.
I really need to go back. And I had exactly that. Like, I felt so much better. I was so much better with him. I wasn't tired, which is weird. I had more energy for him. And I still feel like that now. So
I think that the time I spend with Finn now is about me and him, and he's a little person and he's so interesting and I want to hang out with him, and I'm not constantly thinking about, God, got to get into this or do this or whatever. And I think that started to happen when I went back to work. So I think that kind of liberated me to then start to find out who I really was as a mum, and who, you know, who I wanted to be. And I didn't want to be that like weird, pushy, harassed, like, come on, darling, sit up because all the other babies are sitting up and you don't, and all that weird stuff. And it doesn't stop, right? The older they get, the kind of the more like you need other women around you who are kind of on your wavelength to support you, because there will be women who are also going back to work and you need some support on that, or there are women who aren't going back to work and you need support on that, whatever your kind of path that you've chosen is. So I think it's just, motherhood is something that just evolves, and it's just about finding people at the stage that you're at.
Yeah, thank goodness we met each other.
Met in a coffee shop when we were pregnant with our firsts, and we literally turned to each other and we were like, "Hi, friend, are you okay?" She was like, "I'm pregnant." I was like, "Me too." And we ended up living on the same road in Cheltenham, and that is why Made by Mamas is born because of that.
We've moved out of London at the same time to Cheltenham, and we were both like, "Oh, we hate living in Cheltenham. We're London girls." And then, we lived on the same road, and
you've obviously started an app to do it, but Georgia and I feel really passionately about when you put like-minded people together, mothers, fathers, people, whatever, and they come together at the right time, you can create pure magic. And the bond that Georgia and I have, and also just what we're trying to do with Made by Mamas is just making people not feel isolated anymore, not feel alone, that there's always somebody there to talk to. And I guess really similarly with Peanut, that's what you've done.
It's exactly right. And, you know, actually podcasts, when I had Finn, like damn near nearly saved me, because actually hearing someone else's conversation and having people like discussing that you feel like you're part of when you haven't actually opened your mouth apart from to make like weird like noises is really important, right? Because actually you haven't used your voice in a normal manner all day. To have like some voices who are having a conversation, you're like, I remember listening to Serial, you know that podcast, about the murder.
Yes.
I remember listening to Serial when I had Finn, and it was literally like my solace, because I'd be like, oh, God, I can go and like listen to like Sarah Canis talking about this like murder investigation, just to escape like what I was doing. So it's so important. Mm. And it is just about things, amazing things can happen when you like bring people together and they're on the same wavelength. And I met two girls the other week, and they're Irish girls. And they live in London, and they live a street apart, and they're both from like a similar part, like the west coast of Ireland. And they met on Peanut, and they've started a business together.
There we go. I love that. What are they doing?
So cute. Do you know what the business is? Something to do with hypnobirthing.
Okay, amazing.
And it's so cute.
And they met on the app.
Yeah, and so they came to this thing, and they were like, "Oh, hi, and like, here's our card. This is the business. And how likely is it that us two Irish, like West Coast girls, would meet each other?" And I was like, "This is amazing."
So many people message us on Instagram and say, "What can I do? I don't want to go back to my 9-to-5 job because there's no flexibility there. Yeah. My boss won't let me leave early to do pickups. I can't arrive 20 minutes late." You know, it's just a very rigid, old-fashioned way of working. And people are always saying to me, you know, "What can I do? What business can I start from home?" I think, you know, you've kind of just hit the nail on the head there, that joining an app like Peanut, you just don't know who you're going to meet.
Yeah. You just never know. It's amazing some of the stories that we have. So there were two women, these are women in the States, and they both moved to this certain area of Seattle, and all the baby classes were paid for. And they were like, "Do you know what? It's fine, but it's a certain demographic that's always going to the same baby classes and actually would like to mix it up a bit." So they started their own like classes together, and they've got like this huge following now, and they did it on Peanut. And I'm always like, I love it. Like, amazing concepts do happen. And I think if you're thinking about doing something else, if you're thinking about, "I want to work, but I don't want to go back to what I was doing before," being able just to have conversations, to hear what other people are doing. You don't have to start your own business. You can change career. You can do other things.
Yeah. But you can just meet up for coffee.
You can just go and hang out. Yeah. But having that conversation and finding someone who's having the exact same like process of, "I'm evaluating whether to go back. I don't know if I can afford childcare, or I don't know whether I want to go back into that 9-to-5 environment or the pressure or whatever it might be." It just makes it, you feel legitimate in your concerns if someone else is doing it too.
So just to go back, you went back to work and then you decided to start Peanut. So what do people at, you know, at your work in the typical
Bumble
Bumble in the typical online dating world think of you starting a dating app, well, non-dating app for mums?
it was funny because I went back to work and then we started working on what became Bumble, and it was kind of 2 years in. I wasn't doing like everyday Bumble stuff. I was doing Badoo, which was my actual job, and was kind of feeling like Finn was just starting preschool. And I was like, this is the same thing all over again. I don't know what I'm doing all over again. All these other women seem to have it like absolutely nailed in terms of what schools and like the applications and all that other.
I'm going through it at the moment, so yeah, I can empathise with that.
It's a nightmare. And I was like, how do they know? How don't I know? Why am I so crap? And it's just a horrible period. And I was like, do you know what? This is never going to change, because then he's going to go to secondary school or whatever it is. And I'm always going to need to have the support of women who are at a similar stage. And so I was with Whitney, who's the founder and CEO of Bumble in New York, for a Bumble Spotify event. And I was like, so listen, I'm going to do an app for moms. And she was like, okay, sure. And I kind of like in this weird way was like, and let me, can I pitch it to you and see what you think? And kind of spoke to her about what I was planning. And she was like, I think it's great. Bumble BFF already existed. So there was already kind of precedent for women connecting like that. And so that was the starting point. She introduced me to someone. He turned into my first investor and kind of never looked back.
Wow. So she was really supportive.
She was amazingly supportive, and she still is. And that was amazing. Definitely leaving your really nice job with your really nice everything that goes with it is
scary.
Very scary and very humbling. Mm. Like, you know, there are no people to do shit. You are the people. So that is like, okay.
I mean, I just really want to get, because having spoken to you for the last 20 minutes, I just realised what an amazing woman you are. I kind of want to maybe give some help to people that are thinking about setting up a business at home. Yeah. Because you know what? If you are at home every day and you've lost your confidence and you've had a baby and it's frightening and scary and all the things we've talked about and quite lonely, how do you then sit down and go, I want to start something, but I just don't know? So can you just give us a 101 on what they should do to start off with?
I think, make sure that whatever you're going to do, there is a real need. So the need can't be just you. Like, I couldn't create Peanut just for myself if no one else was going through it and it was just because I was being a weirdo. Like, that wouldn't work. So you have to go and like push yourself and speak to people and put yourself out of your comfort zone. Is, you think it's a need, identify the need, like go and challenge it. Is it true? Is it real? And really kind of like sound out, okay, so what could that look like? And then for me, every woman I spoke to, I asked her to introduce me to someone else.
So you did what?
So if I spoke to a woman to say, look, I'm thinking about building this product and this is what it would look like and this is how it will work, and I would get her feedback and her thoughts, and then I'd be like, is there anyone else you know that I could speak to? She'd introduce me to one other woman. So by the time I'd finished doing that part of the research, I had a little pool of women who firstly would be my like first users. Secondly, felt completely committed to the product because they've been part of the conversation. Yeah. And thirdly, will tell me what they think, but they'll also spread the word. It's like a natural ambassador. So that was how I started it, in terms of kind of getting a little community and group together. I think the next thing is, a lot of people have an idea, but when they don't have that kind of, how am I going to get it to market, or how am I going to like let people know about this product, that's like the biggest challenge. And you have to think about that, because otherwise you'll create something beautiful, you might spend a long time doing it, and if you don't have a strategy about how you're going to tell the world about it, then, you know, you have again created a product for one. So again, that was part of the strategy, get women involved, get their feedback, and then they'll naturally want to kind of help you tell the story. So that was that part. I think another part is, you do have to be realistic about how you're going to fund it, right? I saved a lot of money before I started Peanut so that I had money to be able to pay developers and to start. And I remember reading, I think it was a few years ago, and a female entrepreneur who I really respect had said, when you're starting a business, there can be no plan B. It's all plan A. And if, you know, and you have to throw everything into it. And to me, that was terrifying. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I've got like a little boy and a mortgage and bills, and having no plan B is absolutely like making me hot. So I just couldn't.
The pressure.
It was too much. And I was like, I can't cope with that. So I don't think that's true. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. You can have a plan B. I stayed on as a consultant at Badu and Bumble. I stayed on the board to pay my bills so that I could have that stability and keep my mind active in that way. And so there are other things you'll be able to do, you know, Emma Gannon style, doing a little bit of kind of like job side hustle and jobs on the side. There will always be something you can do whilst you're building and like doing your idea. And I don't think it has to be like this all or nothing. And the final thing is you're going to make loads of mistakes and you're going to like constantly get it wrong, and it's okay. And I think that that is something that I'm still trying to get right, because I think we're not very good at getting things wrong as women. I don't think actually we've ever really been given permission to get things wrong.
No, we haven't.
You've got to do it all. You've got to get it right, right? And get the grades and be the good girl and be polite, and, you know, and no one really makes allowances for you like getting it wrong. And it's only actually by spending an incredible amount of time with my engineering team who are like, they don't understand, like, why wouldn't you get it wrong? Because that's how you get the right answer. And they really think it's very weird.
Very practical.
Yeah, very. And so they look at you like, but why? That's how you get to the answer. Why wouldn't you get it wrong? So it's that kind of mentality where it's like being okay with the fact that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's just a learning point to get to the next. And give yourself time. It will take time. And you might not, you might have to pivot 5 times. It might not be perfect first time. That's okay as well.
Mm. Brilliant. Love that.
Yeah, brilliant advice. So every episode we like to round off with our guest giving their 5 favourite products. Now, you're very techie, so I feel like that would be something that you'd be able to share a lot with us. So would your 5 products be?
There have been so many cool things since I had Finn that just didn't exist when I had him. And now I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. So the first is the LV breast pump. Don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, amazing. Stacey Solomon was talking about that.
So cool. Put it in your bra. No wires. Like, can like actually do school drop off whilst pumping. You've got to like double task at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, rather than having
Does it go on both boobs?
You get two. Put one in each. I know.
You need to get one of these.
Yeah. You have to get one. Honestly, it looks amazing. So that was the first one where I just thought, of course, that's so obvious. Why haven't we had that? The second is not in the UK yet, but it's coming. But you can order it and you have to get it delivered to you. And it's called the Snoo. I am obsessed. I haven't got it yet.
How do you spell that?
S-N-O-O.
Okay.
I'm writing this down.
So there is a guy called Harvey Knapp, Dr. Harvey Knapp, and he wrote this book called The Happiest Baby. It's all about sleeping and what have you. Anyway, the women on Peanut talk about it a lot. This is how I know. And so he's created this crib, and you put the baby in the crib, and when the baby starts crying, it rocks the baby.
Wow.
Game changer.
I know. So you don't have to do it with your foot.
Poke your foot out the bed anymore. No. And it's really interesting because it does it in like a slightly like different motion so that the baby just goes back to sleep.
I want to have another baby just to try the Snoo. I'll just use yours, actually. I'll just borrow yours, Jake.
Yeah, borrow mine.
It looks amazing. So that's that one. Another one that one of my investors told me about, actually, is called Rocket, which is have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen it.
That's cool, and it rocks your pram. Similar concept. Put the baby in the pram and turn it on, and it just rocks the pram.
Someone was talking about this on our Instagram.
Yeah, on our Instagram. Yeah, exactly.
How amazing! So you can have lunch.
Rocket. That is in the UK.
That is the UK. I think it's a UK.
I love how all of these products already free up time.
Isn't it amazing? And just so cool. And then you'd be like, oh yeah, have lunch, chat to your girlfriend, baby rocking, amazing. And then another one, which is probably a bit more practical, is called Owlet, which is like a little sock you put on.
A character from PJ Masks.
It is, yeah. It is. Owlet wings.
Owlet, yeah.
It's not that.
No.
What is it?
It's a little sock you put on the baby's foot, and it monitors their heartbeat and their oxygen levels. So, you know, it used to be like you had to put a mat underneath their mattress.
Yeah. A sensor. Yeah, well, I've got one. The Angel Care one.
The Angel Care, right? And then if it ever went off in the middle of the night, your heart literally stopped and you thought you were going to die because it was so terrifying. Well, this, obviously, that doesn't really happen because the little sock goes on their foot. So they sleep all night with it and you just get the little da-da-da-da-da to know that everything's all right.
What? So then it's hooked up to a monitor, which you have in your room.
Yeah, and then an app. And then it will just go off if there was any change. So for me, because I used to do that weird thing where
I'm so glad you've come in today.
Mind blown.
Isn't it amazing? Because I used to literally watch Finn sleep because I assumed I just...
First baby. This one, you'll be like that.
I know.
Shut the door. See you later.
Put that sock on her.
Yeah.
Alpha sock game. So that was that one. And the final one is a baby monitor, and it's by a company called Hatch, and they do loads of different like baby products and iterations. And it's this amazing monitor which kind of hangs over the crib. Looks like quite techno. It's quite cool. And you can literally, you know, rather than getting a weird angle on the baby when they're sleeping, this one is like
bird's eye view straight down.
Okay. Oh, so the camera is like right over the top of them.
You don't need that one.
I do.
Georgia.
I mean, I'm a sucker for all this kind of stuff.
I know, me too. You should see the nursery. I mean, literally, I've just been ordering online all the time. Oh, that looks good.
You guys, I think, should be best friends because Georgia's Amazon delivery guy is getting pissed off because he keeps having to go back to her house at the moment. He's like, oh,
he
I'm not another present for you.
Not being in.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's like, if you're going to keep ordering stuff, you need to be here. I was like, Oh, okay, sorry. I'll just stay at home all day, every day then.
This is why, just in case. This is why this relationship works, because Georgia loves all the techie stuff and she likes all the products. I go to a charity shop and buy my toys from there. I'm more of a heart and she's more...
Cold?
The ice maker. I love you, Jake. She's not cold. She's a bit scary sometimes. Listen, you have been what a dream to chat to you. I've had to come. Michelle, stay all day.
I know,
oh
my god, fab.
I'd love it.
If anyone wants to find Peanut,
yes, on the App Store, on Google Play.
Okay, amazing. Oh, how many users?
650,000 now.
Wow. You could be the 650,000 first. Is that how you say it?
651,000.
That's it. Anyway, you could be on there. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, I've just downloaded Peanut.
I know, I saw you do that. A bit awkward when you started doing that when she was still in the same room, though. Girl crush. She's amazing, isn't she?
She was a total girl crush, like, actually.
That's our mompreneur. I mean, yeah. She is all firing, wasn't she? And so creative.
But also so normal.
Yeah.
And she sort of made me feel like you can do anything.
Exactly that, G.
Yeah, she really did. She's not scary.
No, she wasn't scary at all. In fact, she said, didn't she, that she loved being at home the most and that she was a complete home bird.
Yeah, she doesn't really like going out.
No. Well, why would you need to go out when you've got all these brilliant ideas from your kitchen?
Well, exactly. And talking about not going out, let's talk about apps today.
You love an app.
I do love an app.
We obviously, at the end of the podcast, talk about our five favourite products. And today we thought, because we had Michelle with us, founder of Peanut, we would talk about the other apps that we love that might help you.
Yeah, especially with obviously apps to do with being a mum. So the first one, which we both love, is the Bubble babysitting app.
Yes.
It's essentially like booking any other thing on an app, so an Uber or whatever it is, but you can book a babysitter.
Yep.
I mean, what's not to love?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have had a bit of an issue with this in terms of trusting. So you're obviously, you know, I mean, look, you might have somebody tip up to your door that you've never met before and you might feel comfortable. And that's absolutely fine, leaving your child with that person. But there is another way of doing it. You can get them round for an hour. You can sit with them in another room. You might have emails to send or,
exactly,
you know, thank you letters to write or whatever it is, or get your nails done, whatever it may. And they can be in the other room with the baby and you can be in the house so you don't feel worried about leaving them with somebody that you don't know that well. And then they can become a regular babysitter.
Well, exactly,
for you.
You can build up a relationship with them. I think this time round, when I've had the baby, I was thinking about booking a couple of hours every week where somebody comes and looks after the baby while I'm there, so I can sit and do house stuff with Axel, yep, you know, the normal stuff that, yep, we've been doing at home that he might miss out on. So
what's really nice as well is that you can leave reviews for the babysitters, so it's all word Word by mouth?
Word of mouth. Word by mouth.
Oh no, I'm losing my marbles. The baby brain is still real. Right, app number two, Secret Spa. Gotta be one of our favourite apps of all time. We absolutely rave about this app because it's taking a bit of time for you. This is a mobile makeup and beauty and hair kind of, what would you call it?
Yeah, it's a mobile beauty app really,
I mean, that's what you'd call it. It's a mobile beauty app. I don't need to go into it any more than that. So basically, if you are looking to have a treatment, you can have your nails done, you can have a blow dry, you can have a makeup, if your makeup done, if you've got a special event to go to. It is only within the M25.
It is, but there are other apps that you can have a look at in your area. I always use them before I go on holiday, so I'll get like a spray tan while Axel's napping, and then the next night I might get a manicure or a pedicure while he's in bed. It's just all about fitting your treatments in around your day-to-day life.
Yeah. What's next?
Huckleberry. So I haven't used it myself yet, but I'm planning on using it with baby number two. And it seems to be the app that lots of new mums are using at the moment. It essentially tells you things like, you input things about your baby and it says how much they should be eating, when they should be feeding. It's like a reminder. So you remember they had their last bottle at 11 and then it will ping up and give you a warning of when they should next be having their next bottle.
Oh, wow,
or
that's
when
good.
They should be having their next nap or whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, I personally would have found that really useful.
Oh, God, the first time round.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm definitely going to give this one a go.
Huckleberry,
yeah.
Okay, great. I'm not having any more children, but I'm going to go on and download it anyway just to have a look, see if I got it right. So the next app that we're going to talk about is Wonder Weeks. I'm going to leave this to G because she's actually used it.
Yeah, Zoe's not very big on apps.
Look, I like touchy-touchy people, and Georgia likes to touch a screen.
So Wonder Weeks is an app which sort of explains the different leaps that your baby's going through. So I find it really useful with Axel. You put in their age, and then it sort of gives you a calendar and it will give you certain days where they might be a bit fussy or not sleeping very well, and they can be the days where you're really like just ripping your hair out thinking, what have I done differently? Like, I've done everything the same but they're not behaving in the same way. But this explains it. So obviously at like 2-3 months old they're going through huge changes, so there will be days where they're just fussy for no reason.
Yeah,
so it's a really good one.
A sleep regression,
yeah, exactly,
things like that.
Puts your mind at ease.
Okay, so the last app that we're going to talk about is called Market of Mums. I think I've got that right. Have I got that right?
You have got it right.
George is looking at me. This is an app that I am definitely going to be using because I've become completely obsessed with Facebook Marketplace, buying and selling stuff online. This, Market of Mums, is specifically mums selling kids stuff.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So anything that you've got, any old toys in the house, any old clothes, you know, a pram, anything like that that you want to get rid of and shift and you don't want to chuck away, this is a really great platform. Download the app and you can do it all on there.
Yeah, it's amazing, especially as well for toys and stuff if you don't want to go to Smith's or wherever.
Yeah, I don't buy new toys, Julie. You look at me like that.
I mean,
you can't keep buying plastic tap.
No, you can't.
You've got to sell it on Market of Mums.
Yeah.
Or the charity shop. Right, that's it from us this week. Georgia's still pregnant currently at the time, but maybe next week she will have a baby. Oh, I'm excited to get that phone call. I've already had a dream that Georgia gave birth in the bath the other night.
I think you've put that idea in my head that I'm not giving birth in a hospital.
Yeah, you're going to give birth at home. I'm witchy like that, aren't I? Remember when you rung me up and said, oh, I've just had a dream that you gave birth in the sink? If only it was that easy, okay? Listen, that is it from us this week. We're going to be back next week with more chat for you. But as always, we'd love you to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. And kind of, if you could spread the Made by Mama's love to all, that would be really fantastic. And of course, a little 5-star review.
5-star only, obviously.
Would be really nice.
So if you want to get in touch with us, we're at Made by Mamas on Instagram or via Zoe's personal account at Zoe Hardman.
We always love the feedback, the good, the bad and the ugly. So whatever you want to have a... Not the ugly. You can't do that to a pregnant woman. But anything that you do want to have a chat with us about, just send us a message. We're going to be back next week. We can't wait.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.